T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jerilyn, following the news at 7. Mark Friel had that news at 7. We dragged Mark out of the newsroom. We hope we don't get you in any trouble.
Kicking and screaming.
You know, he's down there writing stories, getting things set.
Trying to be professional.
For overnight. And then, of course, the morning news tomorrow.
Of course.
He's going to get in trouble.
He Shaletta. Is. You know, hanging with
us I'm gonna blame
always
you.
Gets focused.
I'm going to blame you.
He's afraid to say no.
I'm going to say it was Shaletta's idea, Mark.
That's all right. I'll join in the fun.
Okay. It is Oscar night. Now, do you typically watch the Oscars, Mark?
Not typically. I'm more of a watch the Grammys. I think I enjoy the musical scene a little more, but I keep up, I guess, with what happens afterwards, but I don't really follow along throughout the night.
Now, Shaletta, you're in studio with Jerilyn tonight, but you'll have it on. You'll have the show.
Oh, yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to pay attention to you, but I'm not really listening to him, Mark, because I'm doing my red carpet arrivals on Twitter and responding. I've already gotten retweeted by Tamron Hall on the Tamron Hall show because she looks amazing.
Wow.
She looks amazing. So Steve's got all the politics and sports up here, but I'm on Twitter and Facebook looking at
okay.
Red
yeah, see, arrivals. And I don't know how I should feel about all of this right now. I'm trying to process what I just heard. I'm thinking, wow.
He thought we were having a real good conversation.
Wow,
I'm like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and Shaletta's just agreeing with everything. that should have been, that should have been the hint.
Yeah.
That should have been. Okay. Now, I have your undivided attention.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yes, now you do.
All right, the Oscars tonight. Let's get to the big awards. We'll leave Best Picture for last.
Okay. Right,
that's how they do it tonight. Isn't it typically supporting actor or supporting actress they do right out of the gate?
Right out of the gate.
All right, let's do those awards right out of the gate. Supporting actor Tom Hanks. He played Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Hopkins in The Two Popes. Al Pacino and Joe Pesci nominated for The Irishman, and Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Ladies first,
Brad
Shaletta.
Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think he's underrated. I do. I don't think Hollywood has appreciated his talent.
Yeah, he was phenomenal in that.
He was amazing.
My wife in particular, we saw that. Did get a reaction when he took his shirt off, adjusting the antenna
that's
on the roof.
Okay.
That did get a reaction.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It did get a reaction. I don't want to give away too much of this movie. I love Tarantino films in general. But the scene where he got allowed back on the lot as a stuntman, I'm not going to give away too much. But he had an interaction with Bruce Lee on a back lot somewhere in Hollywood, which is my favorite part of the film. I just thought that was really cool how they did all that, how they portrayed the late Bruce Lee and Brad Pitt, the whole thing. I won't give away anymore. All right, your thoughts on supporting actor.
I could see it maybe going to Tom Hanks. I did not see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, but I could just see maybe them leaning towards Tom Hanks,
mm-hmm,
just because of the notoriety with Tom Hanks,
mm-hmm,
and just the overall story of Mr. Rogers. That one's kind of hard to beat.
Yeah. So I vote Brad Pitt, Shaletta, Brad Pitt, and we've got Mark leaning toward Tom Hanks. Not a bad pick. The only thing I would say about Tom Hanks in this case, he's won so much and is so decorated. It's kind of like the Meryl Streep thing, you know.
Yeah, oh,
nominated
for sure. People don't want to see him win it. It's kind of the thing.
A tremendous talent, goes without saying. All right, supporting actress, Kathy Bates in the movie Richard Jewell. Laura Dern in Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson in Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh in Little Women, and Margot Robbie in Bombshell. Of course, that take on Fox News, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Shaletta?
Little Women.
All right.
Yeah.
Florence Pugh,
mm-hmm,
in Little Women. Mark, a thought?
I might go with Jojo Rabbit just because that movie was so far out there. I felt like, it really kind of took some time for me to get captivated by that. But just looking back on that performance, I think Scarlett Johansson definitely sold the role.
And I love Kathy Bates, but I felt like her role in that was like a role in Misery in some way.
I felt like I'd seen it before.
Yeah. That, and she's great in that type of character. But I don't think it's much of a stretch. I keep hearing a lot of buzz about Laura Dern and Marriage Story.
Really?
I keep hearing that is the pick tonight that Laura Dern's gonna get credit for. All right, let's jump to another one. Director, Martin Scorsese, The Irishman. Todd Phillips for Joker. Sam Mendes for 1917. Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Bong Joon Who for Parasite, which is also phenomenal. And I would not be surprised if he won, or the Korean director.
I want the Korean director to win, but it's hard for people to see Martin Scorsese's name on a ballot for anything and not pick it. So I'm going to have to go with him.
Scorsese wins? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. What about you, Mark?
I could see Parasite probably maybe getting the nod, but I mean, I agree. I think Scorsese probably has kind of the upper hold on that, but I mean, you can't. I think 1917, obviously, one of the films that got so much buzz. I have yet to see it, but I mean, I think it's kind of a toss up for this one just because there's so many good directors. I think. Do you want a new director? I think that might be the debate.
Yeah, I would think Parasite. To borrow a sports gambling term, there's late steam on Parasite tonight.
You made me spit.
You like that?
I like that. Okay. Like that.
All right. Let's jump to lead actor. Lead actor, Antonio Banderas, Pain and Glory. Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Adam Driver in Marriage Story. He plays a bad guy in the later Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Joaquin Phoenix, Joker. And Jonathan Pryce in The Two Popes. For me, this is easy, so I'm not going to throw it out there. Mark, why don't you go first?
Joaquin Phoenix, just because, I mean, his role and the way he just put it together for the Joker was just, I mean, unbelievable. You could kind of maybe argue that the story got pretty dark with Joker. And I mean, I don't even know if that's correct.
It was just disturbing.
Yeah. But just his acting alone in that movie, it's just the way someone can, you know, become that character is just amazing.
Shaletta?
I'm going to agree with Mark here. I'm going with the Joker.
Yeah, I think he's going to win it, even though it was disturbing. You and I talked about this earlier in the day in the newsroom hours ago, and that one really was disturbing for sure. You know, the thing about Joaquin Phoenix, one sidebar on this, was the movie Walked the Line, the story of Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
Yeah.
And who was the actress who won Best Actor that year for playing June Carter?
Wasn't that, was that Alicia Silverstone?
No.
No, it was Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon. He didn't get enough credit for playing Johnny Cash.
He was phenomenal.
It's got to be a payback tonight because as good as Reese Witherspoon was as June Carter, and I love that movie. Phenomenal movie. I don't think he got enough credit for what he did portraying Johnny Cash. I thought he was great as the Man in Black in that one. Anyway, lead actress, Cynthia Erivo for Harriet
Tubman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story. The woman, Cerise Ronan, Little Woman, Charlize Theron, A Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger in Judy. I have a little more late steam. Odds on, I think it's Renee Zellweger for a Hollywood icon playing Judy Garland. But that's my prediction. Shaletta, what do you think?
I got to go with Cynthia Erivo. It's Black History Month. She's the only black person nominated for something. So, girl, I don't have a choice.
All right. What about you?
Yeah, I could see, you know, the actress from Harriet coming out from Bombshell. I thought those two Bombshell pictures. I mean, Charlize Theron, how good was she in Bombshell? But another toss-up, I think, and obviously, I mean, any of these are so deserving to have it in this category.
You sound like you're ready to make a speech. at an Oscar, man. You're good at this. See, I wouldn't, I don't know if I'd have that much class. I would just go up there, thank you, thank you, thank you. But the people that go up there and, you know, recognize their competition. Yeah. We saw that at the Grammy Awards. You know, that they'd go up and recognize, wow, that's...
So you wouldn't want to just go up and be like, yep, I deserve this. Nobody else did.
Yeah.
You but, just own it.
Let me tell you something. I'd never be in that spot. I'd never get nominated for anything. That's for sure. All right, let's jump to Best Picture, the big award, Ford versus Ferrari. Didn't see it. Heard a lot of good things about it. The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. Shaletta, why don't you start us off?
I'm going to go with Parasite. I think it's going to be one of those like it was a couple of years ago when Moonlight won, and it was just the overall picture. I believe this is Parasite's time.
I very much agree with you. Mm-hmm. That Parasite's almost a lock. But there's a lot of buzz about 1917 as well, and how it's one of those grand motion picture that you need to see on the silver screen. Mark, what do you think? Who's going to win it tonight?
Not having seen Parasite, but just from all the reaction from Parasite and all the accolades it's already received, I think Parasite is a sure bet. But, you know, you said 1917. I think it could sneak in there. For some reason, if the Joker wins it, I just will be so disappointed, I think. I just, you know, that movie was so good, but I don't think it's best picture quality.
Yeah, especially with these two other films, particularly with all the acclaim Parasites received and 1917. Yeah, I would be bummed out about that if Joker. I think the big award they're going to get for that film is going to be Best Actor. I think that's pretty clear. Well, thank you.
Absolutely. This
was fun.
Wasn't this
fun?
Now, do I need to put up a prize like I do at home?
I was going to say, I hope you were documenting this, and we want to win $5 or something. Mark, he's going to have to put up some money or something.
I can't even remember who I picked. So <That's>,
Well, I wrote it down.
Okay.
I wrote it down. We're going to keep track of all of this. And I think what I could put up, Shaletta will want no part of this, some Minneapolis tap water. Ooh, to the winner next Saturday.
You're trying to kill me.
I'll even get ice upstairs for you. All right, we got to run to a break. We'll put a wrap on a Sports Sunday and whatever here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.